it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
From the text line, crack is not water soluble. You have to dilute it with adulterants while making
Focus.
It from powdered cocaine.
We are not getting it. And by the way, if you're listening on podcast, you're going, what are we even talking about?
The Charlie Sheen documentary.
We are not getting into watered down crack that you saw during the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Let me just say,
what
people argue about any. Well, you actually can't water down crack.
Why do you know so much?
I think Dan probably wrote that one in. Well, here's what I'm saying. Thank God I don't know how to dilute crack cocaine.
God. Okay. People, focus.
It's just science.
I've never been so proud in my life that I don't know how to water down crack cocaine. Jeez Louise.
Hashtag the more you know.
Dilute.
The less I know, the better I feel. It is official. Budgets and calories don't count, and you're not obligated to respond to messages while on vacation.
Ooh.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans found that when it comes to vacation, the usual rules go out the window. Budgets don't exist. 56% say that's true. Calories don't count. 47% say that is true. And you have no pressure to watch the news or check a news app. 32% say that is true.
100% true.
I watch the news when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, but you're crazy. I agree with all of those other than calories don't count.
Well,
calories always count.
You can make the argument when you go on vacation that I'm not going to worry about my caloric intake for the next 2 days. It is what it is. I'll make healthier choices when I get back. Physically, of course, they still count. But don't most people go, I'm going on vacation.
Well, yeah, and then they get back and they're like, God, I gained 9 pounds. What happened?
What happened?
I lost 5 pounds when I went to Mexico.
The buffet happened.
Did you drink the water?
No. No, I did not get Montezuma's revenge.
That's a quick way to lose weight.
It is a quick way to lose weight. 67% of American vacationers say they eat out for every single meal when on a trip. Who are the 33% who dine in somewhere?
Well, if you're Airbnb-ing.
Oh, okay. I guess you're right.
We try to make a couple of our meals or most of our meals when we go
but
on
you Airbnb, right? Or you camp out.
Camping. Yeah, whatever.
Well, that doesn't count. When you're camping, you almost have to like make your own meal, don't
you? Can you DoorDash when you're camping?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
awkward. In the UP?
Well, not in the UP. You can't do anything in the UP with your phone. That's why I love it. But no, like if you're down in Arkansas, I bet you there'd be a guy who would bring you food.
I am trying.
You've been down there?
And I'm not doing, I'm not perfect, but I'm getting better, I think, at not.
Progress, not perfection.
Replying to every email or text message. I have been working on this for years. I have a compulsion almost, if someone reaches out to me and asks something of me, to reply. And I don't know where that came from. I think it's just, it's almost like if someone is walking down the hallway and they walk in front of you and they say, hi, how are you doing? Of course you go, I'm great. How are you today? Mm-hmm. I somehow, with technology, have conflated being nice like you would face to face with having to reply to everything
Why?
That someone asks. Because to me, it just feels wrong. If someone texts me and says, hey, was thinking you, whatever, that you don't say, hey, Grant, how are you doing? Too many people have access to my cell phone. And I have tried to slowly stop feeling like I have to reply to everything.
Well, I think you would know. I have never texted you or called you on vacation.
Oh, I wouldn't bother me at all if you or Sam said something funny, or I'll send a funny meme. Although, no. Sam, I try not to do it to you. But if it's just something funny, I don't mind that at all. I just mean people that I don't even really necessarily know well, will email and say, hey, can I have some of your time to talk about this or to do this? Or can
you- I'm on vacation.
Oh,
which,
I just.
By the way, you can always text me. I'm going to look at it and I'm going to lock my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
you'll
exactly
shut me
what's
down.
Gonna happen.
I know what you'll do.
Also from the text line, wait, budgets don't count?
Well, like I said,
how do you get around to having a budget that doesn't count on vacation?
It shouldn't count to you on vacation.
For example, if you go down to Cancun, right, which I know very, very well, obviously, and you think, well, we're going to take X number of dollars, X hundreds of dollars, and we're going to try not to spend more than this. But then you get the opportunity to go on a really cool excursion, and those aren't cheap down there. Or you want to go... what's it called when you're on the back of a boat with a parachute? Is that paragliding? Not
parasailing.
Parasailing. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, when we went down to Jamaica, we made a impromptu decision to go parasailing, and it wasn't cheap, but it was a hell of a memory.
If you plan for it, and then don't worry about the money leaving your hand while you're there.
Yeah.
But you've already planned for it, then okay, fine.
So, I mean, normally I go down with a budget and I say, let's try not to spend more than this. But every blue moon, like we went zip lining in the Dominican Republic. That was not on the bingo card. I'm allowed to say it, you're not.
Come on.
No, you said it too much. You burned it out.
All right.
Is it adjacent to the bingo card?
Yes, it is adjacent, Sam. So, thank you for asking.
So we went zip lining in the Dominican Republic.
Notwithstanding.
We didn't have that one on our list, but it was worth the money. The kids had a great time.
All right, listen to my favorite story of the day. Oh, it's a whopper. And I'm going to try to condense it, but oh, it's a whopper. Remember the couple that sabotaged their neighbor's tree so they could have a better view? And I think the guy got slapped with a municipal fine for literally felling his neighbor's trees.
An entire row,
so he could have an oceanfront view. You might have been on vacation.
No,
you might have been in Cancun.
I was here.
Listen to.
I don't go on vacation that often.
Listen to what happened in Maine. And there is now a word for what is happening. And it's Arborside.
Arborside.
Right. No, that is our ADD word of the day.
That's a good one.
Is Arborside.
You leave that to me.
Maine's Board of Pesticides Control. Yes, there is a Board of Pesticide Control.
Okay.
Says two summer residents have poisoned their neighbor's trees.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy.
So that they could have a better view.
Hmm.
Now,
there's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
This couple moves in. Their neighbor is in her 90s.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground.
The Aniston Hackett home had no vista.
Huh.
Almost immediately, they asked Mrs. Graham, the woman in her 90s who happens to be blind.
A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down.
About clearing the trees that blocked their view. One of their thought processes here, follow me, was that their neighbor happens to be blind.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
So if they offered to, you know, buy the land, cut down the trees, mm-hmm. she would not necessarily see that the trees are there or not. There was,
so is it really a crime?
Well, she is.
She can't tell.
She is blind. So they asked nicely, what would you charge us to have the trees removed or sell us the land with the trees on them? We would like the
trees
removed.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
Ms. Graham.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, I know.
If there were two houses out in the country.
Yep.
And they were right next door to each other. And I'm blasting my music on Spinal Tap 11.
Yeah.
And my neighbor is deaf. Am I really disturbing the peace?
Well, Scott, it's her land. Those are her trees, whether she can see them or not.
The vibration of the airwaves does not come with a cost. Growing a tree like that does.
So she told the couple nicely, no, we are not going to knock down those trees so that you can enjoy the better view, even though she has no view because she's blind. So fast forward a few months. Stop it. She's this elderly woman is on.
The jokes write themselves.
Well, wait, how blind is she? Because blind does not mean that they just see darkness.
She is legally blind.
So she could still see the trees, though.
That I don't know,
Sam. No, she could still see light and figures.
But the trees.
That's my point exactly. The
outline. Like a tree.
Yeah. The trees do belong to her.
Or the sun. Or now the sun.
So she says no. She's on a walk with a neighbor many months later, and the neighbor looks over and says to her, oh, my gosh, Mrs. Graham, several of your trees look like they're dying.
Laws protect exceptional trees, but the city grants exemptions to these.
So they go over to the trees, and sure enough, the row of trees that is specifically and only in front of the house of her neighbors that want them knocked down, they're all dying.
A clear case of arborcide.
Clearly it is arborcide. You guys, they found holes bored into the trees.
In the sky.
And they took samples and there was pesticide, like really awful pesticide, tree-killing pesticide all throughout, only the trees obstructing the view.
Okay.
What do we think?
What? You're kidding.
Well, it's arborcide.
Okay.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree was.
I mean, you know how these types of things go, how very personal and touchy these types of cases are.
They turned the case over to the investigators from the state's Board of Pesticide Control, who discovered a stand of 6 to 8 cedars ranging from 30 to 60 feet tall, as well as 4 maple trees were all dying or dead.
Well, I don't see the issue with pesticide. They were just trying to keep the bugs off the trees from killing them.
Tests of liquid from inside the bore holes revealed herbicidal poison.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Rick in Odessa. Rick, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing really well, man. Thanks for asking.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a comment on the arbor side. The folks that moved in that wanted to alter the view that wound up, assuming they killed the trees.
Yes.
They had no right to touch them. Those trees were growing on another person's property. If they weren't satisfied with their view, they had the option of checking that out before they made the
final,
on the sale of the property. I live on the farm, was raised on the farm, and in recent years, a lot of people have been moving out to the country for the atmosphere, to get out of the city. And they get out here and 6 months later, 8 months later, the seasons change and the wind shifts direction and they get the fragrance of the barn lot. And they immediately want the farmer to get rid of those damn stinking animals. And this is the same kind of deal. Check out what you buy before you buy it.
Amen.
And you have no right to touch somebody else's property. She ought to get $20,000 per tree for the damages.
$20,000?
Well, listen to this, Scott. And Rick, I don't disagree with you. She passed. This flap has outlived the woman who owned the trees. She died in 2024. It is still going on. The Board of Aldermen rejected the plea deal. The couple wanted to pay a $3,000 fine and admit no guilt. and the board has just rejected that deal.
Good.
There is a new law making its way through, I think it said the state of Maine, that would be a $50,000 fine if
per tree
the arbor side happened in a circumstance like this, where you deliberately go out and sabotage forest for your financial gain or your better view or whatever. Clearly this couple did this.
And I want to be clear. I am not taking their side.
I know you're just goofing.
What they did was wrong. They went onto somebody else's private property and altered the landscape literally and figuratively of that person's property. That's wrong. You can't do that. If somebody came onto my property, one of my neighbors, and said, you know, that big fir tree is casting way too much shade onto our house in the evening when we would like a little bit of sunlight on our back patio, we're going to remove that tree for you.
Can you imagine?
I would be furious.
Where do the charges stop is going to be my question, because this is obviously criminal felony property damage.
Oh, felony by far.
Trespassing.
Yep.
And the fines, I mean, I don't know how much Rick mentioned. Was it $3,000?
It's now going to be $1,500 to $10,000 per violation for unauthorized herbicide application, and up to $50,000 when state investigators find clear evidence that a violator, quote, benefited substantially. Fines will escalate further for repeat offenders.
A 20-foot maple tree costs you $2,000. They grow 20 feet every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So go ahead and multiply that by whatever height these trees were.
Yep.
And it's that cost per tree, but there also has to be a penalty. That's just the we're paying for what we did. There has to be a penalty on top of that.
Where are you buying your red maples?
It's $2,000 for a 20-foot tall tree.
And Scott, think about it. She was in her 90s. She was never going to live to see. Let's say they said, we're sorry, we'll replant trees for you. Well, the couple knew that. The couple knew that if they plant one of those maples today, she's going to be long dead by the time those get to maturation.
Laura in Garden City. Laura, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Scott, I was going to tell you something. Just because she was legally blind, that does not mean that she couldn't see. I am legally blind, and I read texts. I'm going to a football game tonight to watch a team play. I cook. So there's different levels of legal blindness.
Sure.
Okay. And yeah, I agree with y'all about, I would, you know, and I think they took advantage of this older lady because she, you know, was legally blind. Oh, they think, oh, she'll never see it. That's not true.
Uh-uh. Well, and even if she couldn't, Laura, her neighbors did.
Right. Yeah. And I would be, man, if I was her, or, you know, I would protect my property. If they asked me to cut down trees and I said no and they did it, I'd be furious, man. I would be protecting my property.
And you would have every right to. And I pointed out a minute ago, I was playing the devil's advocate just for the argument's sake.
Okay.
Have a good day, Laura.
All right. Be well.
Add more zeros.
Casey, hang on. Let me grab Casey. Let me grab Casey because we're going to move on after the bottom of the hour. Hello, Casey.
Hey, I have a couple scenarios. One being if the trees were planted in like memorial for someone who had passed, or say this woman's husband had planted those trees himself.
Sure.
It's just very entitled to think that you can just take someone's tree not knowing, you know, I mean, this is just wrong.
Amen. All right.
I agree. Whether she could see it or not is irrelevant. It's her property.
A New Jersey man was fined well over $1 million for doing the exact same thing.
There's a word for it, Sam. It's called arborside.
Pay up.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Oh, we have a Chiefs injury report?
We have the Chiefs injury report.
How's the shoulder?
Ahead of Sunday's game. The shoulder, quote, continues to surprise us in good ways. Xavier Worthy is listed as doubtful, but that does not rule him out entirely for the game. Jalen Royals is out. However, we had heard chatter earlier in the week that it was going to be multiple weeks, if not months, until we saw Xavier Worthy back on the field, and he was practicing 2 days ago. So
I have two Chiefs on my fantasy team.
Looking good.
Who do I have? I know I got Mahomes. Oh, and Pacheco. They're both on my team.
Neither of which are on the injury report.
Okay, good.
Good.
There you go.
You guys are serious about it.
Let's go Chiefs.
I saw a post with one of your daughters in it. Like, there's a trophy that gets passed around?
There's a trophy and a wig. So if you get last in the Parks Family Fantasy Football League, you have to wear the wig. You're supposed to wear it out to dinner.
By the way, that Sarah, wig looks awesome.
Sarah got off easy.
That is great.
And then, yes, there is a trophy, and Lydia's boyfriend, Logan, won the trophy. Mm-hmm. Maya came in second.
Would you come in?
Listen, man.
Last?
No. No, because I didn't wear the wig.
Oh, duh.
At the Parks Fantasy Football League, I don't play to win. I play not to lose.
Yeah.
Not to have to wear the wig out to dinner.
Please, God, lose this year.
We set the bar low.
Because the wig is ridiculous.
It's
you
bad.
Would look hilarious.
It is a bad wig.
In that wig.
Yes. It is scumbag be gone. To steer clear of rotten, stinking cheaters, women worldwide are now using perfume as man repellent, hoping that the fragrance sprays keep philanderers away. Quoting here from Sophia, who is a New York City-based beauty influencer with roughly 200,000 TikTok followers, do you want to smell so good that men are literally chasing you down the street? Just ask what you're wearing. Neither do I. The brunette, who titled her post Perfumes That Men Cannot Stand, is in the growing army of glamour gals that prefer repulsing rather than attracting the opposite sex with their scents. Okay. But she doesn't say...
Simmer down.
She doesn't say what perfumes are the worst and propel men. Huh.
Okay. I bet she has other posts that say that all men are awful.
Others online revealed that men typically like sweet smells like vanilla and suggested that women wear perfumes with woody, smoky, or spicy notes.
I was about to ask. I wear a deodorant that's called Cedarwood. It is a very musky, manly smell.
I as have far smelled as I am the concerned. Cedarwood.
And?
Is it the Sasquatch one? Is that what you wear?
No, I don't wear Dr. Squatch, but that is a great smell. No, I do Harry's.
Oh, I like Harry's.
Well, Scott, would you date a woman who wore Cedarwood?
Were a male scent?
I don't know. I like what T wears, but I don't know what it is.
Because her claim is that if you wear scents that men don't like, they'll stay away from you.
Then why are you going out?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Like aren't I you said, aren't you going down. Out and getting all dressed up so that men might find you attractive and ask you out on a date?
Well, no. Women dress up for other women and themselves.
That's actually true. That is actually true. It's a line in a John Cougar Mellencamp song.
Which song would that be?
The women all go out dressed up for each other.
I am not familiar with that one.
Yeah, you are. Wild Nights are calling.
Oh, Wild Night, yeah.
I guess I just don't understand the whole all men are awful trend, but clearly I'm not a feminist.
It's clickbait.
And a man.
Sam, it's clickbait.
Well, we clicked on it, and it's from the New York Post. It can't be that bad.
It was pretty high up there on the list.
You're right. The actual lyric is, all the girls walk by dressed up for each other.
See?
Interesting. Also from the New York Post, iPhone, therefore I hunch. There's a new deal called Tech Neck. Have you heard of this?
Oh, because you're constantly looking down?
Or the TikTok tilt. It's also known as scoliosis.
Scoliosis!
Or the silicon slump.
Otherwise known as upper crossed syndrome.
No, scoliosis wins. That is hilarious.
There are many ways to describe the pain, the stiffness, the discomfort that results from repeatedly bending your head forward to look at your phone. Tech neck or scoliosis causes immense strain on the muscular system in the neck and the body, according to Dr. Rahul Shah in New Jersey. The further forward your neck is tilted, the more weight it bears on your neck to actually hold your head up. Dr. Shaw said that the additional weight on your neck causes your shoulders and your upper back muscles to overcompensate to stabilize and support your big fat head.
If you would like to correct that, I may know a guy who could tell you how.
Yeah, doesn't your
your pinkies also have dents in them.
Your head is the most it's the heaviest weight percentage of your body.
Clearly for me that's true, yes.
Yeah, yes, clearly for
you. You're talking ego or physical size? But look at your pinkies. Hold your pinky out in front of you and look at the top of it.
Okay.
It's got a dent.
What?
Oh, mine does too, Sam. It's the little crook that your pinky has because I hold my phone like this.
Yep.
Yep. Do you not have one?
No.
He's not on his phone as much as we are, Sam.
No, he does Facebook on the computer. Mm-mm. He doom scrolls the old-fashioned way.
Has anyone come forward saying they were the St. Louis Powerball winner yet?
No. Yeah.
Did you hear we had a $2 million winner in the Kansas City area and they have chosen to remain anonymous?
They have every right.
$2 million, and they're only saying it was in the Kansas City area. Then we had a $1 million ticket sold at the Casey's General Store in Hayes, Kansas. That person claimed their prize yesterday.
I think in Kansas, though, you don't have the choice to remain anonymous, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they said they are going to be anonymous.
Okay. I would.
Here it is. A Missouri Lottery spokesperson told Fox 4 the person who purchased the big one at the St. Louis Quick Trip store for $893 million divided by two has yet to come forward. What if that person is riding around and that thing is just in their car and they have no idea?
What if they know that they won and they've decided to remain anonymous? I would not.
No. The lottery is saying the person has not come forward.
Wow.
Well, it takes a while to set up shell companies, get a hold of a tax person.
Get a lawyer.
Yeah, but yeah, wouldn't be so afraid in that amount of time that there'd be a fire or something or you would lose it?
No, I'd put it in a safe deposit box.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I die, I can't spend the money anyway, so.
Do banks still have those?
Oh, yeah.
Safe deposit boxes?
Where you go into the little room and they have a key and you have a key?
Yes.
I've only seen them in movies.
Well, that's because you don't go to the bank.
Well, I certainly don't go for a safe deposit box. Yes. I don't have anything that would be.
At my bank, it's just to the left as you're facing the counters. It's just to the left. And there are multiple sizes.
And do they close the door and let you be alone in there?
I've never seen anybody go in there, but they do have some that are big enough to hold, you know, not big items, but definitely that board game right there.
Yeah.
Or maybe even your bag.
What do people put in there?
Well, a lot of times it's
like your passport?
A number of them are really thin, but long. So important documents.
Jewels.
A birth certificate, passports.
Why don't you just keep that in a fire safe, proof safe box thing?
Because it's extra safe if it's in the hands of the bank.
Okay.
And it's their responsibility.
And it's insured.
All mm-hmm. right.
No,
wait a minute. What do you mean it's insured? Because if I had a safe deposit box, which I don't, and then somehow someone raided the safe deposit box and I got a call and they said, we're sorry to tell you, but box 304B was looted, I would reply immediately, oh my gosh, that's so awkward. I had $1.4 billion in cash and gold in there.
Exactly, because when somebody is willing to put the next 5 to 10 years of their life on the line, they want to rummage through everybody's crap instead of getting what's really behind the counter, and that's cash.
In the movies, they always go for the safe deposit boxes.
But in real life, they never do. The real treat at the bank when you're robbing, believe me, I know, is the money behind the counter.
Can we go back to box I?
Yes. I'm only saying this, that, which should be a word if it's not, that
what?
If, in fact, the contents of a safe deposit box are insured, insured for what and by whom? Because if I just had a birth certificate in there and a passport.
I don't know that.
And somehow they lose it or it's not in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't personally say it, but you can see where someone that did not have scruples would say, I had $500,000 in there.
If it's not insured, what's the point?
Because, number one, when was the last time that you heard about a house burning to the ground?
All the time.
Right. When was the last time you heard about a bank burning to the ground?
Not often.
They have water systems. I would bet that the safe deposit boxes are all but fireproof. They're made out of metal.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. If you Google our safe deposit, the first thing that pops up is boxes insured. No.
And the first answer is no. Sorry,
safe deposit boxes are not federally insured by the FDIC. The bank does not insure them, and you are not covered by the bank's insurance for your losses.
But I would bet they're safer than keeping the stuff in your house.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah. Is it true that you have one key and the bank has the other?
Yes. And you have to go in matching at the same time.
I think that's true. I think it's like setting off a nuclear weapon.
Listen, and by the way, I don't think it's like setting off a nuclear weapon. Companies like the Safe Deposit Box Insurance Company do offer policies just for that. You can insure it, but it's going to be third party.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Barb in Odessa, what are you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, honey. I'm good. I just want to say a couple things before you hang up on me. I mean, so I can get it in. I love Mr. Mackey. He's the sweetest man, and I love the captain. Those two, besides you guys, of course, you know. But I just love it when he's on. And I wanted to find out, can I get a book in Missouri that I have to go to Kansas to buy it?
Yeah. Do you ever shop on Amazon.com?
I don't have an internet. I don't have a computer, honey.
Okay. Is there a Barnes & Noble anywhere near you?
Yeah, I think there is an Independence. I just, in the dangerous shopping center I hate to go to.
Go there before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think you'll be okay.
Barb, go in the morning. You'll be fine. And listen, I would call first, Barb, and see if they have it. And I bet they do, but I would call first and see. And if they don't, they can order it for you. And they might be able just to ship it to you so you don't have to drive all the way. I would call first.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I'm going to go. I made another appointment to see Steve for the jewelry deal.
Oh, good.
So, but I was wondering, if I'm that close, can I come by and see you?
Well, we would like that very much.
We would like that very much, Barb.
Okay, and the other thing about the safe deposit boxes, here's the deal. I just went through this. That's the reason why I'm calling you. I had a safety deposit box down in Clinton before I moved, and my keys got lost, and they wanted to charge me $50 to get new keys, but then I didn't want to do that, so then they wanted to drill it for $395.
Yeah, they have to drill through it.
Yeah, so I said no. So let me tell you what happened. So they closed the bank. And so I don't have to do either one now because the bank's closed. Not that I'm laughing about it. I don't mean it that way.
Will they give you your stuff back that was inside of it?
I didn't have anything. I cleaned it out before I left.
Oh. Good for you.
All right, Barb. We love you. Be good.
Okay, love you guys.
All right, bye-bye. She's a hoot. Sean in Independence. Hello, Sean.
Hi. Okay. I do have a safety deposit box. We use it on a regular basis, and I can go through it. It cost a whole $7 a year for the smallest one.
$7 a year. Sean, do you feel like you're a CIA agent in a movie when you go in there with that little key?
Actually, yeah, it is sort of cool.
I know.
Do they close the door behind you?
Yes. So what it is every time I go, ours is with a credit union, but every time I go in and say, hey, I need to get into this box, they make sure you have the key. Then they get a key that opens the vault door. That's where they actually are, is inside the vault. Then you have to go over to your box. You have to put in the key. They have to put in a key, and you have to open it that way. You can tell which ones aren't rented because they all have the key in it still.
Got it.
So you know which ones are open, and I'm not sure how much the bigger ones are. We have the smallest one. And it's completely fire safe because it's a metal box in a metal room behind quarter-inch thick metal sheeting. Basically, that's how thick that is.
And if you want to, do they stand in the room with you when you're opening your box, or do they have to excuse themselves?
No, they leave. They shut the door behind you and leave. Yeah, and then
so that you can look at illegal documents.
Yeah. Yes, our birth certificates for us and our kids and Social Security cards.
Yes. I would make it really mysterious, Sean. When they left, I would say, I'm sorry, we're going to need some time in here. These are top secret documents that I cannot discuss with you, other than to tell you they are top secret.
Well, I mean, I could tell them that, and I'm not worried about it get it stolen. Like I said, it's quarter-inch thick steel. You would have to pull down an entire wall of locked boxes to get to one that you're looking for. It's not easy to get into.
Tell them next time, you know, get out. I'm looking at nuclear codes.
That might be bad with my job. I might have the CIA come asking me questions then.
You will, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Festivus Friday is 1 hour away. The airing of the grievances, it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. You can find them online at Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.